You're listening to SBS News.
It probably takes the cake for being the quietest cafe in Melbourne. Based at the Victorian College for the Deaf, Tradeblock Cafe is run entirely through using Australian Sign Language, otherwise known as Auslan, encouraging customers to make their order using a sign language app, accessible via a tablet at the counter. The cafe aims to break down barriers of communication and discrimination. Tradeblock manager Nicole McRae says the cafe allows students to feel comfortable while learning hospitality skills.
This is a kind of a deaf space, and the hearing customer is on the outer, and they've got to come and they've got to step out of their comfort zone, and they've got to feel inadequate or, you know, and break down those barriers themselves. And our students and staff are really empowered because they're the ones who are showing them how to use the app and teaching them the signs, and they're utilising their language in their space.
Through an Auslan interpreter, Year 10 student Precious Dennis says she appreciates seeing hearing customers giving Auslan a go.
I love when hearing people come and they are involved and they learn. They are immersed in this culture and they understand about deafness and equality.
Through an interpreter, 17-year-old Dilpreet Kaur said without Tradeblock Cafe, she'd rarely interact with the hearing community.
I like the teamwork involved. I like the communication, how lots of customers are included. There's new challenges.
Through an interpreter, 18-year-old Filipino-born Rafael Bilama said he learned Auslan after relocating to Darwin in 2011.
I had hearing aids from the age of about 6. It was good, but I didn't feel like I heard much. I kept going and stayed positive. I went to school, but it was just the hearing community, and I was the only deaf person. So it was quite isolating.
Rafael later moved to Melbourne to attend the Victorian College for the Deaf. He finally felt like he belonged.
My brother and my friends didn't want to communicate with me because they would speak Filipino and I am deaf. So I would go straight home alone. Here I am, more independent. I meet so many people, I make appointments and I have lots of mates.
Amanda Joyce is the Victorian College for the Deaf's acting assistant principal. She says the cafe empowers the students and many are able to find employment in the hospitality industry after finishing school.
They get to try in a really safe place within a supported environment. So it's sort of like just, it's a step out of school and a step towards employment. So a step to understanding what working all day feels like, developing all those things like confidence, assertiveness, teamwork and, time management, stress management, all those kinds of things. So incidents will occur and then we problem solve on the spot.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.